Right now, it is time for us to bring in our good friends, Marcy and David, from theberkshireedge.com, where you can find news, views, information, events, and more that come up in our region, especially in South County. But we love having them here, of course, on a Wednesday morning. Good morning, guys.
Marcia, we can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
No, now we can hear you.
Okay, now we can hear you. But it was cutting in and out.
Your phone cut out.
Well, that it must be AT&T because everything else is going fine here. But anyways, Frontier.
Well, Frontier. Well, oh, you're lucky. We have Verizon.
I'll put it this way. You're lucky. Frontiers, they're nice people, but they're not a good telephone company. But anyways.
Okay.
Well, I'm now anyways, complaints with phones. But anyways, we'll get off the phones and get on to the news.
The news, right.
Yes.
Such as it is. Yes.
Such as it is. Well, upgrade.
Yes. They authorized that the town will vote on it.
Yes.
That's the question. And we're in a Great Barrington, we're in a regional school district. So there are three towns that comprise the school district, and each one has to vote in favor of this upgrade. They're proposing a study to see what needs to be done to upgrade the school.
Now, this is not the construction of the school.
No, it's not.
This is a study.
Just the study.
$1.5 million to study.
Right.
The possibility of rebuilding the Berkshire Mountain Regional High School.
Monument Mountain, sorry. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, the reason on the horizon, of course, is the decline in the number of students in the Berkshires, and at least in South County. And so there are two school districts. There's the Southern Berkshire School District, which is borders on the Connecticut line. And then there's the Monument Mountain, which is school district, which is just north of that. It includes Great Barrington, Stockbridge, and West Stockbridge. And the question has always been lurking whether or not these two districts should merge, actually. And so that's also up in the air.
Now, if they did merge, what would happen to the additional schools that are down?
That's always been the question.
That is the question now, because we had an article. I wonder if David has. Yes, our next article on the list is that there was a committee of consultants that did a study of the Berkshire Hills School District and the Southern Berkshire School District and recommended that the two school districts merge.
Right.
So it's not clear to me, and maybe I haven't read these articles well enough, but it's not clear to me whether you should be building a new high school before you know whether you're going to merge.
Because, the Southern Berkshire Regional School District...
Where the high school would be.
Right.
Yeah, the Southern Berkshire Regional School District, is buildings are in a lot better shape, right?
They're newer.
Well, yeah. The high school.
High school, yeah.
I mean, we have in Berkshire Hills, we have this 55-year-old high school. But we have a middle school and an elementary school that are much newer and that are really very nice. And they're all together. I mean, it's like they're all
on one campus.
Street.
Yeah. So, this has always been, and there's been a rivalry between the Southern Berkshire school districts and the Monument Mountain school district. So the question is, who if they're going to merge, or if they're going to rebuild, where would that high school be? You know, who's going to be, whose students are going to be on the bus longer? That's really kind of what it boils down to.
Right.
Well, it's interesting because your first three stories, if you go into the next one, the Mount Everest Regional School and the Southern Berkshire Regional School has been designated an early college by the Early College Initiative. I mean, I see so many different factors involved in this.
There are. I know. It's all merging together here, which is kind of interesting. Here's a consultant who does recommend the merger of the two. And then the question is, you know, where would the high school be? You know, I mean, it's like there are all these moving parts here.
Well, and
but they've been that way for a while.
Although there is something interesting that happened because I forget what year it was, but somewhere around the 2000s. I think we talked about this before. You know, the Monument Mountain had been on the state's list for rebuilding, which means that the state was going to give a large percentage of the cost of rebuilding, and the three towns had to pay the rest, Great Barrington, Stockbridge, and West Stockbridge. At that point, Great Barrington was going to have to pay the greatest share because it had the greatest number of students going to that school. And Great Barrington, although the other two towns passed it, Great Barrington voted it down. There was a lot of misinformation going around. The state, even if we turned it down, the state would pay for it anyway, and so why should we bother? So then in 2017, there was a new vote. The three towns agreed that instead of paying based on the number of students, that they would pay based on the property tax, so that Great Barrington no longer was going to be the one, you know, footing the bill at such a large percentage. So that is they revised a 50-year-old district agreement to say that the towns would each pay the same property tax rate to fund the capital portion of the district's budget rather than to be assessed primarily on the number of students they enroll in the district. And that lowered Great Barrington's share for capital projects to slightly more than 54% instead of like 75%. So that makes it much more appealing to the town of Great Barrington. But still, these other issues, and I think, you know, between now and town meeting, obviously because we have voted, or the select board has voted to present this payment for the study to the town meeting. So between now and town meeting in May, a lot of this stuff needs to be sorted out. Otherwise, the voters are going to be very confused.
You know, it's interesting. It's interesting that all these different things, all the money that's spent now in education, before it gets to educating the students, it's like spending $1.5 million for a study for this. And most schools now, when they're hiring teachers or especially administrators, they once again have to hire somebody to aid their search committee, so they make sure they do things the right way. We have so much money in education that is spent on all the things that you don't see educating the children.
This round of negotiations has been haunting this process has been haunting the school district for years. Because you need all three towns to agree on a proposal that is likely to be it's three towns in the Berkshire Hills and more in the southern Berkshire. But you know, as student population has declined, it just makes sense to consolidate. The school districts. It will take all these towns to agree.
You see, here in region one, there's six different towns and then the high school. Yeah. The six different towns all vote on the school budget. And it's a cumulative yep. vote. As long as more people vote yes than no, it doesn't matter if a town voted no, the budget gets passed. That's what happens here.
That's not our system.
No.
Yeah, I know.
You vote
as a region.
Yeah, but the strange thing about that is when it comes down to actually the Board of Education in Region 1, it's a weighted vote. Salisbury and North Canaan have more clout in the weighted vote in the Board of Education than the other towns. So it's a distinctive system in both areas, but I think it is a better system to have a cumulative vote than just a town vote when you're talking about budgets. I really do. I'm a big believer in that.
Well, in this particular issue of the high school here, of rebuilding the high schools, points that out, actually, how difficult it is to... to get three towns to agree on capital expenditures is really difficult.
To get three towns, hell, to get three people to agree on things.
Well, right.
That's just the age we're in.
Well, and here, it's not just three, it's like 10.
Yeah.
Because we have the Southern Berkshire, the idea of merging these two districts is really going to be a Donnybrook to get that done. But it probably is going to have to happen at some point.
All right, now I want to jump in here again and give some good news to people. I think it's good news to people. Some people won't be good news to. Susan Collins just announced she's going to vote to confirm Judge Jackson.
Yes,
and with Manchin coming on board the other day, that now definitely confirms that that she will be confirmed as the first African American female judge on the Supreme Court. So.
Oh yeah, well, finally.
So I just
wonder what other people. I mean. Romney, for example, did not vote to confirm her in her last position. So is he going to vote for her this time?
Yeah, we'll see. But anyways,
Collins, finally.
It's now that the rest of it is moot, so we can move on and feel a little better. And who knows what the Supreme Court has been one of those subjects now that has almost turned into almost like a sports scoreboard. People look at it. It's too terrible. It's terrible what's happened with the public attitude and view of the Supreme Court and the Senate and the Congress, their views. But let's get back to education, because we're not done with education in South County yet.
No, we're not done with education. I find this all extremely complicated. So I don't know that we're doing the best job to explain this, but the new news that you're referring to is that Mount Everett Regional School, which is part of Regional High School, which is part of the Southern Berkshire School District, has now been designated an early college in partnership with Simon's Rock College, or Bard College at Simon's Rock. So let me give you a little background on that. We all know Bard College in Annandale, and Bard College operates an early college in Great Barrington called Simon's Rock. And the early college means that students can begin college in their junior year of high school, in what would be their junior year of high school. So if they are 16 or going into their junior year, instead of continuing in high school, they can come to Simon's Rock, begin college, and graduate from Simon's Rock with a BA degree in 4 years, which means that they would be graduating at the age of 20 instead of the age of 21 or 22. This is very interesting for kids who are finding high school boring and would like, and feel that they have the ability to move ahead. So there is now something called the Early College Initiative, where Simon's Rock is partnering with high schools so that high schools are now being designated as early colleges, and it means that students in the high school can begin to take college-level courses. And Mount Everett has been designated as part of this early college network. I think that Monument has been part of the experiment. I'm not clear whether Monument has as well, but maybe David knows.
No, I don't know. But the Mount Everett, this is a good sign for Mount Everett that they've been designated as a so-called early college.
Now, what that means is that the students can be taking college-level courses at no additional cost, so that when you finish high school, you already have college-level credits. And that means two things. I mean, it means that if you are bored in high school or you feel that you want to move ahead more quickly, you have the opportunity to do that while you're at high school. But it also means that you're getting college courses at no cost as part of your high school education, and you can then move on to college, whether at Simon's Rock or elsewhere, and save a lot of money because you will already have a certain number of credits, maybe even up to, you know, half of your college tuition already under your belt. And you can move, I mean, this is, you know, intended to be both stimulating and encouraging kids to go on to college and also saving them money. So it's a very interesting idea. You know, Bard has been very successful with this, with Simon's Rock, and has other schools, I mean, not necessarily around here, but I know in Manhattan or in New York City, there are a number of high schools that are part of the early college network where kids are getting college. This was Bard College's idea. That not everybody needs to wait until they're 18 or 19 to start college, but there's some kids who at 16 are, you know, ready to do college work and are bored with their high school curricula. So this is very interesting. So this is also goes in the mix. I mean, if Mount Everest is now an early college, I assume that if there is a merger, Monument kids will also be part of the early college program.
Yep.
All this talk about education.
There's a lot going on.
All this talk about education has me wanting to smoke a marijuana joint. But anyway, we can go.
Well, you come to Great Barrier. Yes.
Well, you're in the right area.
We've come to the next story because I've got
I've got to clear the line, and voila!
I've got to clear my mind because the next story is about marijuana and South County, the marijuana capital of our region.
Yes. We had a new one open last week in Great Barrington, the Great Barrington Dispensary, which we wrote about. And we actually, David and I, went to the opening ceremonies, and it was quite interesting because it's in this incredible building that used to be
Christian Science Church.
Well, it was before that. It was apparently built by the town for a local doctor so that he would start the only hospital around. It was built for a doctor's office and hospital.
And that's the building that Matiga McClellan went to eventually, right?
Yes, that's right. That's the building.
That big, gray, beautiful building on the hill as you enter Great Barrington on the left.
It's beautiful. And now, I mean, what these people want to do, and this is called the Great Barrington Dispensary, is that they want to have the actual process of purchasing to be more of a boutique experience. Most of the other places, you order in advance and you go and you pick it up or you move through quickly. But they are looking to have for you to have an experience in the store. But anyway, the story that you are referring to
is in Beckett.
In Beckett, right? Which has not yet have the concentration of shops that Great Barrington has, but
no, it barely has a town center.
Yes, but, right. Go ahead, David.
No, it's the Beckett Planners. What they approved was a large growing marijuana growing or
green.
But we don't say marijuana anymore, do we? We say cannabis growing facility, and that's what the Beckett Town Hall, Beckett Town planners have endorsed.
Now this will be a grow facility with a greenhouse of more than 31,000 square feet.
Now that's a greenhouse.
Yeah.
That is a greenhouse. That's a green mansion, right?
Yeah.
I love the name. I love the name of it.
The name. Don't you love the name? Yeah, I was just going to say it. Tetrahydra.
Now that reminds me. That reminds me of
Tetrahydra Agtech.
The Avengers. Hail Hydra.
Yeah. Hey.
Right. Yes. Exactly. It has that kind of hint of some kind of super creature.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
So
well,
the
South
the
County
board
would be.
Was, you know, and the Beckett Planning Board voted 4-1.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is a big revenue producer for the town, as far as taxes go. So,
right.
But in any case, regardless of what they think about, you know, marijuana or the product, and any case.
Well, I just think
anyway,
that's
there is still, you know, a significant opposition movement in Beckett, although I don't know, you know, how much wiggle room they have anymore after this has been. But it was the planning board. I think probably the whole town now has to. Is that right?
Yep.
This
is the largest outdoor grow facility in the state.
Right.
That's what they're so far.
Well, it's a lot of green even before you get to the cash.
Well,
okay.
Well, you know, I'm just wondering, you know, down in the Pioneer Valley to our east is where they grow a lot of tobacco. And I'm wondering whether that's going to, you know, all those, that rich farmland there it would be, you know, profitable marijuana growing land.
Oh,
so
there's no doubt about it. Connecticut, as you used to go to Bradley Airport, it was nothing but tobacco fields. Nothing but tobacco fields back then. Hundreds of tobacco farms. Well, anyway, let's move on to the last story because we only have about 2.5 minutes left. A review of the exhibit at the Williams College Museum of Art.
Oh, yes. This is Saul LeWitt. We have one of our arts writers, David Edwards, has written a review of this exhibit at the Williams College Museum of Art, which is up through June 11th. And admission is free, so there's no excuse not to go see it.
Well, also, it's very interesting because, you know, Williamstown is blessed with two incredible museums. First of all, the Clark, which is not free to visit. And now Williams and also Williams College, which is free, but it is also right down the road from Mass MoCA, and you can actually do Williamstown and North Adams in one day if you had to. But North Adams has a permanent, a 25-year exhibit of Saul LeWitt.
Right.
Of Saul LeWitt murals that have been permanently installed at Mass MoCA. So now Williams College down the road is exhibiting 200 prints by Saul LeWitt, so that you could really, if you're into Saul LeWitt, you could go to Mass MoCA and the Williams College Museum of Art and really see, you know, a major combination of exhibitions.
Of his work.
Well, I think the way you just phrased it, it really bodes well for the economy up there. Not only is there the performing arts up there, but there are arts up there with Mass MoCA, which is a combination of everything, and Williams, what happens in Williamstown and stuff like that. It really has become almost like an art capital for people to visit for all forms of art.
Yes.
It is. Yeah.
Oh, it is. Now, the Williamstown, and then, of course, there's the Williamstown Theater Festival, which is a very famous summer program. But I actually spoke with somebody there the other day, and they are still they are still going to operate on a reduced season, partly because of COVID, you know, because the season was unpredictable, and partly because they operated so much on student and volunteer labor, and they can, you know, being an intern at the Williamstown Theater Festival was really a badge of honor for a whole generation of people who are interested in theater. And now, apparently, they can no longer get so much free labor, so they've had to cut back on their programming, which is, I mean, which is an interesting twist. I mean, everybody is in the Berkshires, and I'm sure it's true in Connecticut, everyone is suffering by not having enough people to work.
Absolutely. Well, we don't have enough time. We don't have enough time to continue.
That's a whole other subject. Right.
We're out of time already again.
Okay. Well,
oh, my goodness.
I know. Time flies. And we just touch, folks, we just touch on a few of the stories you'll find at the BerkshireEdge.com. It's pack loaded with news stories, public interest stories, events coming up. I mean, like I said, we just touch on a few of the stories. But
I must say, you know, we are now 7.5, almost 8 years old, and I must say that we are providing the community with a huge amount of information, updated every day. So,
and it's all accessible.
All accessible.
And so it's in our archives as well.
The BerkshireEdge.com is the location, folks. We'll speak to you guys next week.
Yep.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, Marshall.
All right, bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
That is the Berkshire Edge on air here on Robin Hood Radio. The BerkshireEdge.com on the web.